escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't know, Bob. The more I think about it, how is it possible that new tires cost $1,000? Are they gold studded?
No, they've always,
what is happening here? How much
expensive
did you pay for your tires?
I think around 85, maybe?
85 what?
I have to check.
$8,500?
$85 per tire. That can't be right.
What are you getting? Four spare tires? Are you getting plastic tires?
It might be 120 per tire.
It's expensive.
I'm concerned.
Been expensive.
Well, yeah. Not for him. He spent $120 per tire. That's ridiculous.
I have a good guy who I go through.
Brand new tires?
Yeah. I'm probably way off, but I'll have to check.
Bob.
I don't know.
I just talked to somebody. He drove me over here today. Now I'm concerned that we could have...
He could have been in an accident.
Yeah. We made it here in one piece.
Plastic tires.
Remember my tire when it... burst on the way here. We did that whole thing with Tyler Kennedy.
No wonder if you're paying $85 for your tires limits, getting them straight out of the junkyard.
I was straight due for new tires, and I need to get new tires when I'm told, and I waited too long.
$1,000 for new tires, and somebody back there told me they just paid $1,500. What is happening?
It depends on
here?
The size of your tire, too. I mean, if you have a, you know.
What do you mean? I don't drive a Mack truck.
If you have
truck,
a Yukon, most a GMC Yukon Denali, for example, those are big tires. They're going to cost a lot more.
I'm just flabbergasted by this. There goes...
$1,000.
Yeah. There goes a huge percentage of paychecks around here to four tires.
Well, what would you rather have happen?
I don't know.
You get into a wreck?
The car is... Oh.
Car, diminishing returns.
And a house. A house is the most overrated thing in the world. Would you agree with that,
no,
Bob?
No, I don't. Why would you say that?
Because of all the costs that go into it, and then you think you sell it. It's like these people who send their kids off to travel baseball or travel softball or travel anything, and they think I'm going to get this scholarship someday. You just paid more over those 4 years to send your kid to these games and the hotels and the parking and the concessions than you will for the scholar. You could have just paid them to go to college anyway, Bob.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but
and the house. By the time we're done with our house, we will have spent every cent we have.
Yeah, but if you pay it off quickly, so you don't have to pay a whole bunch of, just get the principal out of control, not the interest. You can do that. Get it paid off. Be done with it. You don't have a mortgage payment. It's your place. It's your forever home. You can be there forever. Now you have to upgrade it, certainly. A lot of people move out of their houses because they don't want the upgrades.
As soon as I went into my house, it was sinking. I had to call a guy to come put a brace way down underneath for $10,000.
Well, why did you move into a house that was sinking?
I didn't intentionally do that. If they had told me it was sinking, I probably would have skipped the maneuver.
Didn't you get it inspected by somebody?
I did.
And they didn't see the sinking going on?
I mean, it's a hard thing to see. Your house is sinking? What are you going to do? I feel it sinking. You can't move in here. I mean, this is a disaster, Bob.
Well, I still think it's better than renting. A lot of people like to rent, but you get nothing for it.
You know what I'd like to do is rent in a city. I'd like to rent right in a city and just walk everywhere and have a rental place and not worry about my lawn and the deck and dog poo. I just want to go somewhere and just... relax and watch
sports and play golf. We have a tweet for you from Bebo who says, Bob, tell Joe all the money he's saving being invited to play golf for free is way more than $1,000.
That's true. That is actually true.
So look.
Although I did have a guy, listen to this story, Bob. He shall go unnamed and so shall the country club. He invited me to his country club. And then I'm okay if you invite me to your country club, that's a great thing. And if you want to have me pay for the round, absolutely. Although I don't think that's common practice.
No, it's, if you're invited, you're invited. Costs are covered.
Not only was the cost of the round not covered, he sent me an itemized bill and said in a subsequent text, did you get a granola bar at the turn? I said, what? I don't know. I don't remember. It was like a month ago. I don't know if I got a granola bar.
So you put one on his bill?
My wife was with me, and we had dinner afterward, which I certainly was willing to pay for. But he started asking about that, too. Did you guys order a real text? Did you order mushrooms on the pizza? I said, now you're playing a joke on me. I said, just charge the whole thing, what we all ate and the round. Just charge me. I don't want any more text.
So he invited you, and then he's questioning.
If I got mushrooms on the pizza.
Did you?
I couldn't remember. What do you think of that, Bob?
I think that's bad. That's bad. If you're invited, it's assumed that it's paid for. And if you came to my place, you wouldn't have to pay. And it's true of anyone that I invite because I'm inviting them. That's part
right.
of it.
I always
now, if
ask.
You start guzzling down beer to the point where you take a whole case
right,
with you.
Right, if you get the surf and turf and a case of beer to go, yes. But I always ask.
Yeah, and
my
I think
friends,
that's only natural, and the answer should be no, you're my
guest.
I
said, can I tip? Can I please pay for something? I always do. But this guy sending me, he sent me the itemized bill. This year's, did you get mushrooms? Did you get a granola bar at the turn? I said, I'll give you a lump sum of money. Name the price, and I will Venmo this to you now.
And what did he say after that? Nothing? Then,
not much. He just gave me a price, and I paid him.
Oh, you actually paid him?
Yeah.
And he took it?
Yes.
That's not good.
I just wanted it to end. Kind of like the game the other night, Bob. The only thing anybody wanted by the end was for the final gun. Let's talk about things we noticed. Limits, I'd love for you to jump in here. I don't care what it is, Bob, a player, a situation, something you noticed. I'll let you start.
Well, Roman Wilson jumped off for me because he's the guy who has to step up. They still have this vacancy at a number two. Calvin Austin's been hurt. They don't have much behind him. A lot of, Scotty Miller always shows up when he has to. Skoronski was injured. He didn't play. Or Skoronik, I mean. Who else is in that? Robert Woods. I wonder about him because he hasn't gotten on the field early in games. I don't know if that, translates into anything. But for me, it was Roman Wilson. And if he continues on that curve and he gives them the number two wide receiver they need, then they don't have to worry about going out and getting somebody. So that was a big, big player to watch in that game.
Here it is, Bob. Here's the text at the.
Oh, from your golf friend who invited you but then stiffed you?
Yeah, at the risk of alienating this person. He says, the bill finally came. I think you guys got two pizzas, a dessert, and a glass of wine. And then this is a real text. Did you grab a candy bar at the turn? Or was that, is that the other guy? Then there's an itemized list. I said, we only had one pizza. I don't remember if I got a candy bar at the turn. What do I owe you and what's your Venmo? That's all I wanted. He sends back this. Are you ready for this? Okay. Did you guys just get sausage on it or mushrooms, olives, and sausage? So I send back, are you joking at this point? Just give me a total, !! And a Venmo. We had one pizza with onions and mushrooms. I'll overpay, !! I don't care, !! Bob, this is way out of bounds, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's way out of bounds, and I'd never go back again if you were to invite me.
I can't.
Next thing you're going to be doing,
what are your thoughts on this?
He's going to invite you to be your caddy. You're going to have to caddy for him.
I know. Did
in
you
an effort
guys
to make
get,
up what you spent on your mushrooms.
Did you get sausage on it or mushrooms, olive, and sausage? Limits, at that point, and I'll show you these texts, I said, are you joking at this point?
Did he ask about ketchup and mustard that you might have, or any salt that you might have put
he
on the pizza?
He asked about a granola bar, though. He sure did then. I said, and then I
highly
said.
Highly unusual.
I said, just send me a total. And
strange.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Just horrifying.
By the way, speaking of something, and I'm not sure how to go about this all the time. I always try to pay over just because they have now, it seems like everywhere you go, they have a service charge and then gratuity on top of that.
Yeah.
When did that become fashionable?
I don't know. He asked for both, and I said, of course, I'll pay.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you go to restaurants or anywhere else. Service charge, then gratuity.
Right. I don't know what
the service charge is, like 18%.
Exactly. Then how much do you tip on to-go orders, Bob?
Well, I always tip something. It depends on how much I'm ordering. Like, for example, last week I went to a place.
Did they always ask that?
No. That's also new.
That's new, is it not?
Since the pandemic. That's when it really started. My sister worked at a restaurant, and that's really when it started to become more and more frequent.
So what are you supposed to do when you have an 18% service charge and then gratuity? I always go 20 to 25%, depending on the service.
Yeah.
Gratuity regardless, but I feel like it's almost double dipping. Is it?
It feels that way. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't want to answer it dishonestly.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm always inclined to tip very, very well.
Right.
Because I worked in the restaurant industry for 10 years, Bob. I was a pizza cook.
I was a bagel cook.
I was a waiter. I was a busboy. I was a dishwasher. We should have a pizza cook-off.
Well, it's been a while. I used to work at a place called Bambino's in Sewickley.
Bambino's.
Yeah.
How many could you cook in the oven at once? Do you remember?
I think three based on the oven that we had there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I had eight, Bob.
Oh, then you're well ahead of me.
Yeah,
for 10 years. I didn't do it that long.
We should have a pizza cook-off.
But I never remember a service charge in addition to, never.
Limits, what do you think of that? What's your humble opinion?
I think that the tip should just be, you know, something that everybody does. But the service charge, I don't understand that. Why are we adding more and more fees? There are people that have a credit card fee. If you go to another state, we're going to charge you another 5%.
Not only that, if I try to get money out of the machine and it's not my bank, there's a huge charge.
Yeah.
Like $5, Bob. Can you imagine if a million people did that?
Well, I mean, they got you where they need you, and they're going to charge you for it. That's just the way it is these days.
They'd have enough to buy new tires then with their new $5 million.
They certainly would.
Roman Wilson from the other night. Yeah, I was impressed. I think this is a good story. We're keeping everything in perspective because of the preseason. I don't want to say that anymore, even though it's true. Let's just talk about Roman Wilson, because if the opposite was true, we'd be talking about it all show. That
Absolutely.
This dude has done nothing yet.
And we'd be
yet.
Talking about what do they have to do to go out and get somebody? Who do they trade for? What do they offer?
Right. So this is two games in a row where he's flashed a little bit, and I'm encouraged by that. Who's to say he couldn't be receiver too? Right, Bob?
No, I think they're looking for him, and they feel confident. One of the reasons why they haven't done anything is because they feel confident about Roman Wilson, and that's a good thing. They need more people to blossom like that. It's his first real year since he was injured last year. And didn't get on the field at all. So, I mean, he's taken some time, but he's gotten to the point now where I think he should be considered for that. And it's a good battle when Austin's back. Austin and Roman Wilson going at it for more playing time.
I don't see how anybody couldn't be encouraged. It looks like he has a little bit of speed. It looks like he can pop a little bit, which is the kind of receiver they need. Someone who can take a slant route and go,
He was going against first-team Tampa secondary, too.
I thought he looked really good. Limits, what did you notice in the game? Give me something.
Well, Roman Wilson, definitely, but Caleb Johnson had a better game, too, than he did game one. Yes, it did come later in the game when he was going up against the backups.
Yeah.
I did like a couple of the long runs that he had, though. He showed a little bit better burst. I still have question marks, but definitely a better performance, 4.5 yards per carry.
Yes. Bob, although I don't leave as encouraged with him as I do Roman Wilson, I thought in the first half he tried to bounce one outside and didn't do it, and then I thought anybody could have made the 14-yard run he made, right? Although one thing I noticed was a great block by Connor Hayward on that play.
Yeah, he's doing those little things that they want him to do.
I don't know.
Still too early to tell, but I think he has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
But he better, because, you know, they basically have Jaylen Warren, him, and Gainwell. That's it. Those are the three guys you're going to have. So Warren, first time as a starter. We haven't seen him carry the load necessarily. He's gotten as many carries as Najee Harris over time. They leveled that out. But as a starter, he'll be counted on to do quite a bit.
I'll give you something I noticed. Two really nice throws by Mason after the pick. Everybody throws a pick. One of them was to Roman Wilson, and the other one drew an interference call.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a nice throw, a nice pop down the field, a shot down the field. And then on the touchdown throw, it was Mason moving to his left and sort of throwing across his body a little bit. He looks really good to me.
Yeah, he felt the pressure, had to move out of that pocket, go to his left, throwing against the grain. He made a nice throw over there, and Brandon Johnson was wide open.
What did you notice, Bob? Give me something else you noticed from the game.
Logan Lee. Now that Christian Kuntz has a sternum injury, he's going to be out for a while. He showed that the more you can do, the more you have a chance to make the roster. And he by no chance was guaranteed, I don't think, a spot on that roster. This may solidify that. Not that he's going to be the guy moving forward, because they're going to have to find someone who's actually done this before, I think. But that to me was interesting. As soon as he got injured, I'm thinking, who's going to snap now? Who's going to be the long snapper? Who has that in his background?
Yeah. I mean, it's not important till it's important, right?
Right.
And one thing I noticed that I wanted to talk about was this virtual measurement. Here's the flaw in all of this. You still have humans creating the spot before the measurement. Am I right about that?
Correct.
The computer doesn't measure where the guy, where his knees landed and where the ball was. That's still human.
It's all human.
Therefore, it's human error. And I think it was Mason, was it not, on a scramble?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't tell where he landed?
No.
So how does this correct anything?
It doesn't.
It's still the spot.
They take the spot. The spot is not...
The spot is susceptible to human error.
And it was, and it could be. Yes, absolutely.
So is it accurate?
I thought when they had the virtual measurement, that was going to be part of it. That they look back. The spot was made by people on the field, and then
right.
They look back and say, no, that knee was down earlier. We're going to move it back.
Yes. Are we missing something here?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that's, but it took long too.
It took about
3 minutes to do it.
It took too long, and it's still, the important thing is the spot. Like when we talked about this last week, the first time I ever saw the little graphic come up for the virtual measurement, I said, man, I wish they had this for that Bills game in the playoffs when Josh Allen seemed to get the first down.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered because they accept the spot that the referee marks.
Limits, is that your understanding of this?
It was, basically. And it
so
took,
what good is this thing doing? They might as well have the guys with the plastic sticks and the chains
still.
And
it took forever for them to be able to put it up on the board. It was like, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's just working out its kinks because they're using it for the first time now. I hope that it doesn't take that long during the regular season.
Well, no, that's fine. If it takes faster, great. But you're still not taking out the human element of the spot.
On that specific run, he was short. I don't think there's any question he was short. I don't think we needed to go through that. All they're going to do is say exactly how short. That's what that's going to do. Instead of
exactly how short based on perhaps a flawed spot
right.
by a human being.
And that's why I think I really thought it was going to change
this
the spot.
Sucks, Bob. It really does. And then there was another play that I thought was closer than that one, and the game didn't stop. They just said the Steelers got the first down. And I'm like, did they? Shouldn't somebody stop the game?
I don't think that's for them to decide. I think it's, when they're close to it. And look, I agree with you.
It's a little confusing. A little confusing. This is going to be a disaster this year.
But I do think they're using more replay assist, and I'm glad they are. To be honest, baseball should use replay assist. There was a call yesterday in a game. Tampa Bay got screwed out of a... they had used a challenge already and lost, so when you lose, you don't get another one. why don't you get another one? And if you don't want to give another one, use Replay Assist. They have it all for them. Football uses it now on a lot more things than they ever did. Why not baseball? Instead of giving these guys
challenges.
But
that's becoming a problem, too, because there are plays every game where you're like, wait, where was Replay Assist on that one? You know what I mean? That happened all last year, too.
If there are, you know, really close plays, it doesn't take long to look in their headquarters.
But sometimes they don't. Bob, the whole thing doesn't work, replaying sports, replaying football.
There's always something to tweak.
Isn't what it was meant to be. It doesn't work. I'm tired of it in every – look at, we're watching this Pirate game right now. You're telling me replay was meant to measure if a guy's foot, when he slides into second, lifts a millimeter off the bag and he gets tagged when everybody knows he was safe?
Or his finger comes off by just a little – you can't even tell by the naked eye.
They should have kept all these sports – they should use replay, but every coach in every sport should get two replay challenges per game. That's it.
Yeah.
You get two per game. I don't care if you get them right or wrong. You get two per game. You can challenge anything you want. You get two per game. Now they're gonna add into baseball that you get to challenge a couple strike calls per game.
Well, that's part of their system, but I still prefer that than what we've seen. There have been a lot of missed calls behind home plate this year, Joe.
I know. Every year. The whole thing.
But I used to like it without it, even without the box, just... You know, umpire makes the call. If you didn't like it, come out, argue, spit in his face, and get ejected. You know? I mean, we're taking away that element of too. I like baseball arguments. Some of them are very good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.